Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to BBS Radio. I'm Phyllis Pricer, and I am the hostess for the show, The Higher Dimensions. I am so glad you are here this day, week before Christmas, and I wanted to wish you all a wonderful holiday. Today we have a very, very nice guest, a nice gentleman, who has written a book, The 12 Dimensions to the Human Potential. It's a different take on astrology, and the gentleman's name is Ray Seti. Hello, Ray. How are you?
Hi, Phyllis. I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
Fine.
Good.
It's so nice to have you on my show this close to the holidays.
Well, I'm very happy to be here. I'm very excited to be here, so.
Oh, you're welcome. I wanted people to know that you have a different take on astrology, and I kind of like, and I almost never read the end of a book, okay, before beginning, and I don't know that I've ever started a show saying that I wanted to look at the back of your book for something because I was so happy with what I saw at the back of the book, and it kind of sums up everything, doesn't it?
Absolutely, sure.
It is. There is, it's the last chapter, okay, and it's on the second to last page, that we live on a civilization, if we live, it's highly evolved, we will not be concerned with borders. For in demonstrating that concern, we simply exhibit ourselves as thinking we are separate from one another and that we have something to lose. And here is the important part. But in truth, we each, as individuals, possess the same human potential. And as individuals, we are also all part of the same oneness, the all that is. There is no real separation between individuals. And that is what we are here. And I think that that is absolutely wonderful. Anybody who reads this book to look within themselves, to see the potential that may lie within the individuality of the spirit, and realize the potential so that we may all exist in a place of knowing, but we are all one. Beautiful.
Thank you.
It's a great place to end and begin.
And sometimes where we begin, it is where we end.
You know? Yes, it's where we begin and where we end.
And where we end, we begin. So it's all part of the great cycle.
Right. But I reread your book. I always skim ahead of time. Once I read everything, I go back and refresh my memory. And as I read it, I said, now I remember what I wanted to open with. We are all one.
Absolutely.
And the different dimensions we go through on this earth are simply to develop and bring about the greater potential in those different aspects of our lives.
Absolutely.
What a wonderful way of knowing. How came you to write this book in such a way? Because you did do astrology. You still are an astrologer.
Oh, absolutely. My approach to astrology, I think it's very unique, and
yes.
I really approach an astrological chart as being an individual's human potential, and I also take a very spiritual approach
right.
with my clients and with all it is that I do, for many years I wanted to write a book, but I did not want to write just an astrology book. It was my desire to write something that would be inspiring to whoever would read this book, and really talk about all these great things that are within each and every one of us. And I used astrology as a basis, as a starting point, and I just built up from there, and I just included a lot of my own life experiences in the material as well. So,
right. Well, it's fascinating. How have you been able to wrap this all together? And it's a wonderful philosophy, okay? As I said, it makes a great beginning and a great end because it's a complete circle.
Absolutely, and it's all part of the cycles that we experience throughout our lives on any given day. The planets move in cycles, we move in cycles, and it's about experiencing and knowing this and having the awareness about the cycles and how the energy works and how we can really use it to our fullest potential, because I believe and I understand that, you know, we have these energies, the universe is presenting us with these energies.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to really use them as we desire,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, as we create. When you approach something with a sense of awareness, then, you know, you can really create it that much more fulfilling for yourself as well as, you know, whoever else is in your life. So.
Right. I give some examples of this for our audience. And ladies and gentlemen, please feel free to call in and ask questions. I know some of you are regular listeners, and some are listeners when they aren't working hard doing something else. But if you have questions or you have something specific, please call in to BBS Radio. And we have that number here at 1-877-876-5227. So go ahead and give us some examples of what you mean, since your plant is such unique.
I'll use this one example because it's something that we can all relate to.
Okay.
You know, and it's, you know, the lunar cycles. You know, every month we're aware we have a new moon and we have a full moon.
Right.
At the time of a new moon is a beginning. It's the beginning of a new cycle. It's the beginning of a new phase of experience. And when we understand how the energies are being planted at the time of the new moon and how they are affecting us, mm-hmm. at an astrological level, at our personal astrological charts, we can see how we can use those energies to begin a new cycle. You know, and when we have that awareness, we know how to just time specific events in our lives. And not to, you know, and this isn't to say that the planetary energies have rulership over us, because I really, again, do believe
right.
that we are co-creative with these energies.
Right.
So, you know, say, for example, we want to begin a new new path where our career is concerned. We will, you know, we could look and see what's happening on a daily basis or throughout the year,
mm-hmm.
In terms of planetary energies and how a new moon cycle could fit into the career section of our astrological chart.
Mm-hmm.
So then at that time, we could plant the seeds. We could begin putting those energies into motion, because those energies are in motion outside in the universe, and we know that and understand them, that they're already moving within ourselves. So we're co-creating with the universal energies,
mm-hmm.
in harmony with these energies, to put these specific cycles into motion so that we can create our desires. And when we come to the full moon is a time of culmination. It's a time of fruition. Anything that we may have worked on from another particular lunar cycle could be coming to pass during the time of a full moon, so we can experience the fruit of our labor, if you will, coming to pass at the time of a full moon. It's the ending of a cycle, and then at the new moon it will begin another cycle. So that's, you know, something we can all use as a point of reference, because we're all aware of the new moon, the full moon, during the month. So that's, you know, and it's the same holds true for all the other planetary energies and how they are moving through their cycles and how they affect us on a personal level.
Okay. So what I'm sort of hearing you say is, if you want to start a new venture, a new business, it should begin with the new moon? Would that be a wise thing to do? Or
it's always good to begin new beginnings at the time of a new moon, because that's when the energies are being planted. That's when
okay.
we plant the seeds. You do it around the time of a new moon. And, of course, depending on what it is that you're looking to create, you would look at other planetary energies as
uh-huh.
well. So it would help you locate different times throughout the year,
mm-hmm.
when to do certain things as well, because every month the moon is in a different
area.
It's in a different, yes, it's in
a different aspect or a different part of the heavens.
Absolutely.
Okay. I knew I was being a little bit simplistic there.
That's okay. That's all right.
You know, I think astrology is wonderful, but I'm slightly dyslexic, so I get lost in different aspects, etc. You talk a lot in your book about awareness, and this, I think, that most people they're not really aware. And you talk about, even as a small child, we are often a great deal more aware of our surroundings, and like having, talking to our guides and so forth.
Sure.
I will tell you, as a child, I had invisible playmates.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and to me, if I was ever alone, they would come and play with me because I was an only child.
Isn't that amazing?
And they left about the age of 11. But would you consider them guides? I mean, for me, they were kids my own age, more or less.
Well,
they kind of grew up with me, actually.
Well, oh, absolutely. And I would say yes that they were your guides because, you know, as a child, you're going to relate to someone your own age.
Right.
You know, you will relate to someone on your own level, so they will appear to you, so they are appealing to you.
And
that you can relate to. So, I mean, you know, if the guide appeared to the child as an older individual, you know,
right.
The child would have a hard time relating to the older individual. So, of course,
now here
they
it is.
Will.
He will now have.
Yeah, they will appear to a child as, you know, as a young child. So.
Uh-huh.
So they have that, you know, there's that point of reference there for a child.
I see. Okay. And I was well aware. I know they disappeared around the time I was 11. And what you're saying is very, very interesting that you consider them guides because I remember playing with them a lot. And then I think when I was 13 again, there was one day when I was bored out of my mind, didn't have anybody, and I suddenly remembered playing with them. And I just simply called to them in my mind to come and play, you know, go come play with me and
sure.
climb a tree. And they came, but they were not, they were very faint, you know, they were like almost ghost-like.
Yeah.
And what they said was, we can't, you know, we'll come and play with you this time, but we won't be coming again because you're too old now.
It's very interesting because I do believe that throughout our lives they are with us, and I think maybe the connection, you may have been starting to lose the connection, especially if it was around 11 to 12 years old.
Right.
That connection may not... And I don't know. I'm just making
yeah.
an assumption here that the connection just may not have been reinforced strong enough so that you could keep that connection with them. But I do believe that they, no matter what, they are always with us, and they will never, as long as we desire their assistance,
yes.
their help, their presence, I believe that they will always be with us.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, yeah, I just wondered because I had read about these playmates other times, and they sort of, the consensus is they leave about the time of, I guess, the onset of puberty when you get older. Now, is that possible? Because I understand also, or I have heard or read, that our guides do change. As we grow and evolve, then we have new lessons to learn, and so there's a changing of the guard, so to speak.
Well,
so that you can move into a higher level of awareness with a new teacher.
Sure, absolutely. And I do believe that they can grow with us as we do grow. And I do believe that there are some who will remain with us throughout the entire lives, especially if someone is a loved one. I know I have my grandmother with me all the time, and
mm-hmm.
I know without a shadow of a doubt that she is one of the strongest guides I have in spirit world, as well as a few other relatives who have crossed over. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, we could, I do understand that we can sometimes have the awareness who they are, and sometimes maybe we don't have the awareness who we are. I would say that, you know, what as we grow older, I think it's our awareness of their presence is what begins to diminish. If we don't already have a very strong connection with them
mm-hmm.
in the spirit
mm-hmm.
world, it's just our awareness that begins to diminish, because I don't think they just abandon us. I don't think that's the case.
How does this get told, or is it read in the charts that you have? Is it, can you find this in one's astrology chart, those guides whom one has, or the numbers that one?
Well, for me, I can sense the energies that are around a client
okay.
and an individual. You know, I consider myself a psychic astrologer because I do use a tremendous amount of sensitivity and intuitiveness
right.
when I'm working with my clients and working with charts and when I sit with clients, whether it be in person or over the phone, I can sense the energies that are around the individual.
Mm.
Most of the time, the individual does know who I'm talking about, and sometimes
mm-hmm.
it's just a guide, you know, that the individual isn't aware of, but it's just an impression I'm getting. For example, I'm actually getting from you, there's a presence, there's a Native American presence around you. Have you ever been told that before?
No, I haven't been told that. I kind of guessed because I think I'm, from my, what I understand is that I'm part Cherokee.
Well, as we were speaking, see, now this is a perfect example, because as we're here speaking to you, I'm getting a very strong presence of a Native American Indian who is one of your spirit guides and who is guiding you, if you will. You know,
mm-hmm.
So you do have a very strong Indian presence around you. This is probably someone who you did not know. I have a strong sense of this impression of this Indian energy around you. So that's an example of someone who doesn't know, who did not know in physical form during this existence, during this incarnation, who their spirit guide was. But you have that presence around you.
Okay. Any special messages he's sending?
he's a spirit guide, and he's trying to get you to push you further in your own spiritual development, because it seems like there's one thing just holding you back, just
really
kind of you just going to kind of he's it's almost like it's almost like a mother bird who has to push the baby birds out of the nest.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying, because he's got a beautiful Indian feather headdress around him, and he's wrapping his arms around you.
I just got chills on that one, so yes, I feel him. feel him, yes.
As well as he's trying to get you to really kind of take flight, and whatever you need to know right now, whatever is holding you back, you need to release it so that you can just soar and really move forward with yourself as an individual, as well as what you're doing on a professional level. It seems like there's just one little thing.
Well, whatever it is, I wish somebody would come up and write it on the blackboard.
Well, you know as well as I do.
Big bold letters and says.
Sometimes it's not that obvious. And sometimes we need to have that experience of that discovery experience.
I would love it, but if I could get a hint, I'd really go to town working on it.
You
trust me.
You will, Phyllis. You will. You will.
Hopefully soon.
So that's what this energy is doing for you. There's also a very strong female presence on your mother's side that's around you as well.
Yes, my mother passed 8 years ago.
Eight years ago. Is around this time of year the anniversary of her passing or her birth date?
No. No, she died in May.
Birth date, okay, all right.
And she was born in October.
October, okay.
So I do know I feel my mother around me.
Oh wait, hold on a second. Don't say any more. She's. I'm hearing wind chimes. Does that have anything to do with her?
I'm getting chills. I love wind chimes.
All right. Well, as we're speaking, I'm hearing the wind chimes.
Oh.
So that's just her validation that she's coming to you and she's around you. It's just a message just to let you know that she's around you. But the wind chimes, they're very melodic and just very, very peaceful. So that's your mother. That's your mother around you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, thank you.
Oh, I've got chills all over. My mother was when she was alive, she was my role model.
Well, there you go. Wow.
And she was a lovely, lovely woman. She touched many lives.
Well, what I'm sensing is that she is very, very proud of you, and there's just a tremendous amount of love coming from her.
Thank you.
To you. And actually, it's sometimes when doing this, it's kind of hard because I sense what they sense.
Yes.
So it's a little, you know, disarming for me. But just know that there's a very strong sense of love that's coming to her.
Yes.
Me, from her. So.
Yes. Oh, she's the kind of person I think anybody would have been proud to have as a mother, and I am proud to. I hold her as a standard to which I try to rise in my dealings with other human beings.
Absolutely.
How's that?
Absolutely. She's very proud of you, Phyllis. She's very proud.
Oh, thank you.
Just know that.
Yes. Well, I am anxious to work through whatever it is that is holding me back, because goodness knows, my dear, I've been working for I don't know how many years in this really, really strange world. And, you know, I can give readings for other people.
Yeah.
And I love doing that, and I love being with other people. And but it's very funny. Do you know my computer is starting to talk to me? I know that's not computer. This is not astrology. But lately, it'll say stand by, and then something amazing happens within the next couple of days.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. That's the spirit world talking to you. Let me just, you know,
go ahead.
One thing, you know, I have to, you know, something else I have to say, because, you know, you're talking about how you've mentioned how difficult it's been. And, you know, anyone who comes to me with a, you know, my clients, I have a lot of people who come to me who do this kind of work.
Ah.
And I'm, well, maybe I shouldn't say a lot, but enough, you know. And, you know, they're always, the common thing that I'm hearing is how difficult it's really been for us. And I am not, trust me, I'm not excluded.
Yeah.
From the challenges and the difficulties, because this last year, you know, it's been very challenging for me to just rise above and continue doing what I'm doing. And
in this last year and a half,
any of us who do this work, any of us who are considered to be light workers, are really being challenged very, very, you know, very hard to prove to ourselves whether we are not choosing to really do this work and rise above whatever obstacles there are. And it's because there is a shift of energy that's taking place on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like that the darkness is being very threatened by the work that we're doing. And when I say darkness, I don't really, it's hard to express that that concept, because, you know, even the darkness, there is light there.
Yes.
If that darkness would choose to see the light.
Exactly, and I agree with you.
And I understand that because of the way the energy is changing on the planet, and it's because of astrological cycles, the vibration on the planet, the darkness is being threatened by the light. And that darkness is constantly throwing obstacles in our way to get us off course.
Right.
So I'm saying, you know, I would say to you that whatever happens, just know that and really just push through, because we will, in this coming year, it will get easier for us, for those of us who do this work. So.
Oh, good. So how much darker is it going to get?
Should I
start saving my candles?
You know how it said it's darkest before the dawn?
Yeah.
It hasn't gotten darkest yet.
Uh-oh.
And I don't say that to instill fear, but to just really inspire anyone who's hearing us right now.
Yes, I'm glad you're doing that, yes.
To just really, you know what, be focused, be mindful, become aware, and be happy, and be loving, and, you know, just, you know, take care of ourselves, and we have to take care of each other. And the more that we do this, the energy will shift, the energy will change. It's happening now. I think it's taking a long time, and I also don't believe it has to take so long. And
exactly.
Is, you know, one of the reasons I do what I do is to just really inspire anyone to change the vibration first within themselves, because it has to be done within ourselves.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting. I concur with you. I had, I've met somebody recently in a social activity, and when we were talking, you know, he said, well, we were talking about people and getting to know people, and he said, and so are you interested in changing me? And I said, good Lord, I have so much to do with trying to change myself. What in God's name would I do? I said, not only that, I'd raise my children, thank you very much. If I have a desire to have more kids, I'll go out and run a kid, you know.
Oh, no.
I'll go out and do some charity work or go teach a class or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a free note to throw to change another human being, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
As I've grown, I thought, my goodness, I can hardly take care of myself and what I need. And he said, well, you know, people criticize you. What did you do? And I said, well, I realized that I was making mistakes, and then I just sat down and figured, how best can I change me? If I'm making a mistake, if I'm having in my life what I don't want, okay, if I am not happy with what's going on, I need to look at what I am doing that is not providing me my happiness.
Absolutely.
And he just kind of stared at me. You know, I don't think he's heard that. He said, well, a lot of women try to change men. And I said, well, you know, and I've met a lot of men who tried to change women, but if I want to change anything, I'll change diapers. And since I have no children, I'm surprised he still stayed and paid for the tea, you know. I have a lot of fun when I get out there in the world, you know.
Oh, you got to have fun.
Oh, I scare the hell out of people.
Oh, no.
But you know what? I have fun.
Yeah, you have to have fun, right? Absolutely.
Oh God. Well, you know, it's you know, I've also learned that as a Capricorn, for all us Capricorns out there, things get better as we get older. Am I right?
Well, you know, I think that I don't think that has to be the case. See, this is, you know, I don't like to generalize because of sign, but I'll give you just a quality of Capricorn energy. And see, Capricorn, because they are ruled by Saturn, you know, Saturn is the planet of restrictions, but Saturn is also the planet of rewards.
Right.
And, you know, Capricorns, they will be very diligent in their work, and they will work very hard, and they will strive as much as they can to achieve their goals. And once those goals are achieved, provided they are willing to do whatever is necessary to achieve their goals, the rewards will be bountiful. But sometimes, because it seems like it takes so long, I think the Capricorn nature may give up before, the fruition of the goal. So I would always say just keep striving and keep doing whatever it is necessary, because, you know, those energies, and, you know, it's what goes around comes around. You know, Saturn will bring the rewards, as well as, you know, I don't like to always say restrictions, because I think that's misconstrued.
It gives you the wrong idea. Yeah.
Saturn will make us cautious so that we can take our time and really see what is necessary. And, you know, with Capricorn, because what they endure to achieve their goals, they have such a great appreciation for what they have achieved and they have acquired. So, you know, that's, you know, how you can use that energy in a positive way to just really be diligent and just never give up, because you will. It's, you know, I mean, it's energy. It's how energy works. It will eventually come back to you, so.
Absolutely. Well, I've seen that. I mean, you know, I one thing I am is determined. And most of the in fact, three dear friends of mine, we're all Capricorns, would you believe?
I do believe.
And we get along well together.
Absolutely. I do believe that. Other planetary energies which make that happen as well.
Of course.
So, you know, yeah.
But still, you know, it's amazing that we get, in fact, as a Christmas gift, I had our charts done. And the lady who did them said she kept forgetting who she was doing because we had so many aspects alike.
Oh, isn't that something?
She got confused.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
There you go. Wow.
She said, I can tell you, you've had lifetimes before. And we looked at her and said, tell us something new.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, tell us something we don't know. Of course you know we've been together.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, my God.
And so you wrote this book, and you've thrown in so much into it that is absolutely, I think it's so much of a philosophy that promotes growth within our own souls. And I like the boy freshing way it lets us look at a different way of doing things, of incorporating. I think you incorporate a lot of philosophical concepts in there as well.
Go ahead. I have a Sagittarius rising, so I'm very much a philosopher.
Go ahead. I have a daughter who's a Sagittarian, by the way.
I'm sorry?
I have a daughter who's a Sagittarian.
Well, Sagittarians are the philosophers of the zodiac, so I have a Sagittarian rising, and my outlook on everything in life is very, very philosophical. And, you know, I've had the fortunate experience to travel around the world many, many times and visit different places, and because of those experiences, they've helped me to really just enrich my thoughts and my beliefs and my philosophies about this world we live in and my life, as well as the thousands of charts that I've looked at in the course of my adult life. So,
I will tell you, I envy you so. I have always wanted to travel, and I am what's called an armchair traveler. I've never had the opportunity to do that and to go around the world. But my Sagittarian daughter has. Like, she lives in Germany.
Well, absolutely. And Sagittarius is also the sign of travel.
Ah.
So, especially international travel and travel abroad.
Oh.
Excuse me. So, Yes. It's the ninth house of the zodiac. It's the ninth house of the chart. Travel abroad. as well as, you know, our beliefs and philosophies. So, and I believe that's chapter 9 in my book.
Yes. Speaking of.
There you go, yeah.
Well, it's also, you know, I don't know a whole lot about astrology, but I do remember I used to do a lot of staffing. I worked, in fact, I ended up for 28 years having my own business in healthcare. And I ran a staffing business with doctors all the way down. And I loved the work. And there came a time when it had to end, and the way it ended, you know, was just kind of abrupt, and it hurt a lot because we did such a good job. But what I was going to say is when I found out that I was having difficulty connecting, establishing a rapport with someone, whether it was in contracts or somebody I wanted to work for me, I would sneak a peek at what their earth sign was.
Great move.
And Virgo women I had a real problem with for some reason. I don't know why.
Really?
But Virgo women, I always had to. And what I did was change my approach to the person.
Absolutely. Sure.
I changed my personality, and then everything was just fine and dandy.
Absolutely. There
and that's the way that I was able to use astrology. But that, you know, as I said, I didn't know much, but I just knew if I knew the birth sign, I would just change me.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. It's about the awareness. It's all about the awareness.
Yes. I guess that was another way of putting it. I was aware and was willing to use that awareness. Isn't that wonderful? People take note. If you're having a hard time with somebody, change yourself.
that's what you can do. Change yourself, absolutely. So.
Yes, bring out a greater awareness and with the intent. And, of course, always it was with the intent to establish a better rapport with the person. I think also, too, with awareness, we also sometimes forget it's also a heck of a lot of importance to remember it's the intent one has in doing something.
Absolutely, of course.
Because we can change ourselves if we want, but if there's a selfish, self-centered, not a high-minded ideal, I might call it, you're going to run into trouble. You're going to create issues for yourself that you don't really want to have to deal with. And at least, you know, that is my philosophy in that area, because I have seen people trying to change, but it's with an ulterior motive and one that is very, very self-centered.
Absolutely, sure. And it's the energy, too. That energy will only come back to us. So.
Right. In a highly negative... You're absolutely right. We agree on this. We really should disagree on something so we have a better... a more lively discussion.
Your Capricorn sun probably fits in very nicely with my Taurus moon, so that
probably.
Is giving us this ease of flow of the energy.
There's the good news. I was telling somebody that I do business with, you know, the good news is I can read your mind. The bad news is I can read your mind. Don't lie to me.
That's right. It's a double-edged sword.
I see it. And the person just looked at me and I said, I can read your mind. Don't even try lying to me. It isn't going to work. I know. I know every time you take a breath and you want to tell me something, I will know,
yeah,
you know.
That's right. That's absolutely right. There you go.
Isn't it wonderful?
It's pretty amazing. Sometimes it's a little much. You know, I always say that it's a challenge when I'm, you know, dealing with the living as well as the spirit world. You know, sometimes both of them, people only deal with one. You know, it's not very often that you deal with both.
Well, that's a beauty. The ability to shift, handle two worlds. I know. Sometimes when I talk with people or I see someone, I'll see another being behind them and they're trying to give a message. And I've been in elevators and people just turn to look at me. It's embarrassing, but there's somebody there saying, tell them this. And so I try to say without, you know, freaking them out.
Yeah.
You know, so I try to cloak it like a compliment, you know?
Sure. Well, that's right. Yeah. We have to be very, very careful how we, you know, convey these messages sometimes. And you know what? You know what's funny is that the spirit world also, they do have a sense of humor.
Yes, they do.
the things that they show me sometimes are just absolutely, I mean, it's embarrassing for me, especially when they get very personal, you know,
uh-huh.
just to be comical.
But tell me, share some of your secrets. Tell us what you've seen.
It was about a year or so ago. I was, a client had come to see me, and her mother had just passed away within a few weeks' time
uh-huh.
That she had come to see me. And, you know, I was like, and she was very upset about the passing of her mother. And I said, you know, I was saying during the consultation, mm-hmm. I was thinking to myself, I was like, let me just, if there's just something that I could say to her, just something,
give her comfort.
Comfort her, just something to let her know that her mother is, mm-hmm. you know, around her and mm-hmm. that she really, you know, that energy is still around her. And as I'm thinking, you know, I'm just thinking this to myself as
yeah.
I'm sitting across from my client, and I was sensing the presence of her mother around her.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, the energy of her mother shows me red panties. And
you're saying, what the hell am I supposed to do with this?
I was like, oh, and I'm thinking to myself, what if I'm wrong? And, you know, I was actually struggling to get, and my client, she's like, Ray, just, you know, just say it, just tell me. And I could feel my face was blushing, and I said, well, I don't know what this is, but, you know, she's showing me a pair of red women's underwear. And my client just started laughing when I told her this, because
uh-huh.
at her mother's funeral,
mm-hmm.
she, my client, wore a pair of red panties. And before anyone had came to the wake, before
right.
anyone came into the funeral parlor, she went up to the casket and said, look, Ma, I'm wearing these for you.
Oh, isn't that
just awesome. As kind of like a kidding thing.
Right.
So.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
So it was very embarrassing to me to say that.
You could have done something a little bit more, you know,
yeah,
a little
well,
more.
Yeah, well, but you can see the, you know, where
yes.
there was that personal connection.
Oh, absolutely.
That was just for, you know, but of all things, that's
yes.
what they have to show me. So you can see that the spirit world does have a sense of humor.
Well, there's never a question about it, you know.
Not at all.
Oh, no. And you know, poking fun at you and poking, letting you know that you can poke fun at yourself is also
yes,
important.
Absolutely. Sure. So there you go.
I'm glad it was personal to her, because the first thing I would have thought was my mother's marvelous injunction. I think everybody of a certain era knew this injunction. Never wear holy underwear. God forbid you should be in a car accident and you get to the hospital
right.
and you're wearing holes in your underwear.
Right.
It'll be an embarrassment to the family.
Like
you wouldn't
right.
care by the time you got there.
Oh.
Did you never hear that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
And the other was Victoria's Secret. Such a deal I got. 2 for 1.
No. No. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I took my mother shopping for underwear before she died. And she was, oh, it was so funny. She was in her 80s. And my mother was, you know, brought up in the cotton underwear era, you know, a lady, you know, only
sure.
certain women of certain reputation wore lingerie that was sexy, shall we say, okay? So I took her to Victoria's Secret. I said, Mom, I'm buying you, you know, some underwear. You got new ones. You know, yours are getting rather holy. I know you don't pray that much. Let's get you some good ones. And she said, oh, these are silk and these are satin. She looked at me. I said, well, let's get them. She said, but honey, they're so sexy. I just said, Mother, for God's sakes, you're 86 years old. How old do you think you have to be before you give yourself permission to be sexy? She turned a bright red. Every woman around her started howling. My daughter, who was a teenager at the time, drifted away. She didn't know me. She never saw me. She had no idea who I was.
Right.
Had no claim to my life whatsoever except to pay her bills, which
yeah.
she came drifted back, you know, to pay. But you know what? She did get the underwear.
There you go. Absolutely. Isn't that something? Isn't that amazing?
So it's amazing what you can do with your life these days.
Absolutely.
Again, this book that you wrote, you took time to write it. You gave a lot of thought to it. You wanted it to be different. I know that. And have you been pleased with what you managed to do, my dear?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I had a very specific vision, and, you know, as well as having that specific vision, I was also very open to changing the material if I was guided to and inspired to. And I did, you know, I did change some of the material as I let the, you know, as I let it grow and evolve.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't, you know, I didn't deviate too much from the original form, but I did allow it to be organic, and I allowed it to grow and to evolve to what it actually did become. And from the first moment, it really was a moment of inspiration, and it was a very clear, quick moment of inspiration where I heard actually the title of the book and how it was to be structured. And when that happened, from that moment on, everything just very, very easily began falling into place.
Oh,
which allowed me to
wonderful.
Do this work.
That is just, I guess, most writers would love to have that ease. Believe me.
Well, you know, I have to say, Well, I do believe it happened because, again, you know, going back to the intention, it really was my intention to write something that would be very inspirational.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for a long time, I wanted to, you know, I've many ideas for books, and I have many books, more books that I'm going to write, but I wasn't sure which I really wanted to begin with and elaborate on. And it was just because of that intention to do that, the inspiration came to me, and it was very clear to me, and I knew exactly what I was supposed to do. So.
Mm. Oh, that's wonderful. How did you get started on this? We discussed this personally in our pre-interview, but I always like people to learn, how does it come about? How does this awakening happen? When did you find out you were gifted, and what started your journey?
It was very much a progression, and I have to say that I don't, and this is just, you know, this is just my thing, I don't consider myself gifted. I don't feel comfortable with saying that I'm gifted, because if I say that I'm gifted, it's saying that the universe is conditional and it gave me something that hasn't given you. But I do understand your meaning behind that.
Yes, yes.
You know, but I was aware that I was very different from when I was very, very young.
Right.
Because I, you know, when I was young, it was probably around maybe 5, 6, 7 years old, somewhere around that time.
Mm-hmm.
I would see a presence in my bedroom at night, and I would describe this person. It was a female energy. I would describe this person to my mother, and this person was my mother's aunt who had passed away in our home, who I had not known. She had died many, many years before I was born, but she was just there.
Oh, okay.
And I would just tell my mother who this person was, and, you know, she was like, oh, this was, you know, who, I'm not remembering her name, but whoever it was.
Did your mother accept this? Because many people found... and this is where a lot of interest is choked off in childhood. But she allowed you to express that and accepted your statement at face value. She respected.
Well, she never told me, oh, you know, it's whatever, you know,
you're crazy, or you're just hallucinating, you're telling stories or whatever.
No. It wasn't really like that. However,
yeah.
A lot of what I was sensing I did not share with anyone.
Ah.
Because I did not understand what I was sensing, and the nighttime was not a fun place for me, because I could sense the energy around me, and it was not comforting. It was very, very fearful, and I didn't know what was happening. And actually, not until these last few years did I realize what was happening to me as a child, because I was having similar experiences as an adult. This week has been one of those weeks when I would wake up and I could sense there's an uneasy presence around me, and I'm not really sure what it is or where it's coming from, but I think I attribute it to what we were talking about earlier about the darkness trying to
throw
light workers off their path. So
a
lot of what I was sensing I kept to myself, because I just did not really understand what was going on. But as I was growing older, I began to realize that I would just have a knowingness about events that would come to pass. And for a while, it really frightened me because I could sense certain there were a couple of deaths that came to pass that
mm-hmm.
I knew was going to that were going to happen, and it kind of kind of freaked me out. And then as I grew into my teenage years and into my early 20s, I really just knew that I wanted to find out more about the energy and how it all works, and just that thirst for that knowledge just really, really, you know, it drove me to learn more and to discover and to allow myself to have these perceptions and understand what I was seeing and sensing and not be fearful of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very much a progression, and it took, you know, a long time and a lot of desire to really, you know, to use this energy and to harness this energy and to know that with this understanding that I have, I could actually change the energy on the planet and encourage and inspire anyone who comes around me. So,
a lot of this, did you find yourself going to school at night, for example? Perhaps some people have talked about that, being educated at night at a university.
Well, I did. I mean, I did go to university.
Not three dimensional. I mean, finding yourself.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Okay.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Absolutely.
Because I have found that to be also a common theme among people who have accepted this, and also I think when I say gifted, yeah, you took it in the right way, because I believe everybody has the ability.
Sure. Absolutely.
What greater or lesser degree, some in one area, some in other areas.
Absolutely. Sure.
But let's see, how can I put this? A lot of people, they came with the intention, and I have to say they must have had the intention to use this
mm-hmm.
in a beneficial way, or they would not have had this highly developed skill with them.
Yes.
Unless the lesson was to learn to have the skill and not use it in order to appreciate it. I mean, there are always any kinds of lessons. But I find it interesting how so many people have rejected it or are so fearful of this.
Well,
and I'm not sure if that would hark back to perhaps an issue of abusing such privilege in another life, or it's just when we come to this earth plane, we kind of get wrapped around an axle, that type of thing.
Well, I know for my own self that I was actually, there was a fear that prevented me from really moving forward with this. And I mean, for most of my adult life, I worked in corporate America.
Wow.
You know, and it wasn't until, it was about, you know, a few years ago when I took a leap of faith.
Okay.
To, you know, to do the work that I'm doing on a full-time basis. And that was a progression that began actually right after September 11th, when in that moment I realized that I, because for many years of through, you know, as I was, you know, progressing through my career in the corporate world, I always did the astrology work, as that was my night job. And for many years I was deciding whether or not, you know, what direction I wanted my life to take. Would I stay in the corporate world, or would I pursue my career as an astrologer? And I wasn't going to do either one, you know, I wasn't going to half-bake either one of them. If I was going to do something, I was going to do something.
Well, yeah, I understand. You're either committed to it or you're not.
Or not. And, you know, I wasn't, at the time, it wasn't 100%, and it was, actually, and I could remember this very clearly, it was September 12th, of 2001, I was on the phone with one of my mentors, who is another astrologer, and we were just talking about everything that was happening, the astrological cycles that were taking place at the time. And just in my own mind, I said, you know what? I know this information. I can't just not do anything to, you know, get the world to become inspired and to contribute to the shift of humanity for the benefit of humanity. And in that moment, because I made that decision within myself, everything began falling into place, which allowed me to break away from the corporate world and do what it is that I'm doing, you know, with my whole heart and soul. And I do have to say that it has been the most challenging experience of my entire life, and to this day it is still a challenge, as well as extremely, extremely rewarding. And I also will state that I refuse to not continue doing what it is that I'm doing, which, because of that desire, it allows me to continue doing what I'm doing.
Well, can I share a secret with you?
Sure.
January 12th, that's my birthday.
Uh-huh.
So,
very cool. There you
isn't
go.
That cool?
Very cool.
And when you said that, I thought, wait a second, there's a message in there for me.
Probably.
All of a sudden I knew. I don't wonder what it is, but somehow I know that on my birthday, something will give me the information I need.
Absolutely.
Just as you said that.
Absolutely, and you will. Actually, there's a new moon around that time. The exact date escapes me, so this could be, you know, the beginning of a new cycle for you. So just be aware. Just like with anything else, just have that awareness. So.
Oh, I will, but it was just such a shock to hear you say that date.
There are no accidents, right?
There are
no accidents.
Anyway, I'm sorry people haven't called in, but this call has been, I think, very, very important. I want you to give the information, my dear, because we're coming down to the wire, would you believe, on the hour.
Is that amazing?
It is amazing when you're having fun.
Absolutely, sure.
Please give them your information, your book, where they can get it, how they may contact you.
My website is astrologerray.com. That's astrologerray.com. There's plenty of information about myself, as well as some interesting articles that I've written. I have my forecast for the new moon and the full moon.
Ooh.
My book is called The Planets Align So Rare, 12 Dimensions to the Human Potential, and it is available on my website as well as online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and I believe on Borders and Books websites, as well as the Barnes & Noble bookstores. They do carry the book in most of the bookstores.
Good.
But all that information and availability is on my website, and again, that's astrologerray.com.
And if they want to call you to get a reading, that's what they do?
Absolutely. All that information is on my website. There's contact information and email information, and they could, you know, just do that through my website. That's the best way to do that. So.
Fabulous. Ray, you have been an absolute delight to have on.
Well, thank you, Phyllis.
Thank you. It's been a hoot. I know perhaps we didn't explore enough about your book, but there's always tomorrow.
That's right. There's always next time. So.
There's always next time, and I'd love to have you come on, especially
if
you're going to...
Oh, I would love it.
Have you enjoyed this? I'm so glad.
I enjoyed it very much. Of course I did. We laughed. We had fun. You know, we were very lighthearted with it all, and I think we need to do that. So.
Oh, yes. I think we can die of terminal seriosity.
There you go.
But we have a few more minutes. Is there anything else that you would like to put out there in your own words to the world at large, because you're being heard around the world right now. So.
Well, you know what? You know, one of the things that I'm noticing is that, you know, especially with my clients in this last year, that we really need to take responsibility for our own lives, for our actions, and who it is that we are, and to just, you know, not be fearful of our desires, of our dreams, and to really go out there and work towards our dreams and believe that we can achieve those dreams, because I believe that those dreams, when they are created with the intent for a greater purpose, that's what's going to cause the shift on the planet, and that's what's going to cause the energy to change. And, you know, if we could do that first within ourselves, it's only going to ripple out to the rest of humanity. So I would just encourage anyone to just really see the greater of themselves that they may not be seeing. So.
Okay. I think that's absolutely fabulous. I concur with that. I think that's a very wonderful thing. We, each of us, are all one.
Absolutely.
It is the diversity that makes the fun and the fascination so we don't get bored.
That's right. Yes, absolutely.
But I think it's that if we realize we're all part of the same body, that we shall come together. And those of us who pull together are going to create heaven on earth. And you can't help but do that.
Absolutely.
And the more people you have with you, the more fun the party is.
That's right. We have to have fun.
Oh, God, yes. I like parties.
Yeah. Oh, I do too. Oh, yeah.
And thank you so very much. I am so honored that you had the time and took the trouble, because I know you have such a busy schedule. But you've made my day.
Oh, thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Oh, it's my pleasure and joy, and I hope we will continue to stay in touch.
Absolutely.
Because I do respect and honor you. And ladies and gentlemen, next week we are going to have Miss Ryan again. She's also from New Jersey, by the way, near Red Bank. Lovely, lovely lady. And she and I have got along well. And God bless you all, and take care, and Merry Christmas to everyone. Thank you all, and good night.